Welcome to Podcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Podcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jo, Friesen Support Manager with Practice Plan, and I'm here with one of my dentists, Vivek, and his family from Northampton. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Would you just like to introduce yourself so everyone can hear you?
So my name is Arjun and I'm 12 years old.
Hi, Arjun.
My name is Ari and I'm 10 years old.
Hi, Ari, and how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Brilliant. So we're really excited to hear about your recent trip to Mozambique. So how did it get started? How did you get involved with this at the beginning?
So it started a few years ago. So I turned 40 about 4 years ago. I said to Rupal, my wife at the time, I said, I want to do something for my 40th. I'm not very big on parties. So I thought I want to do something that's giving back, but rather than sort of donate to a charity, I want to do something hands on and use my skill set. So we got in touch with actually a dentist that you know, Wasim Qureshi. And we actually discussed it at a Practice Plan weekend while I was sitting outside on, I think it was a Friday night. We were having dinner and some round tables, and he told me about a trip that he'd done to Kenya in the Masai Mara, and there was a dental clinic there. So we talked about it at that dinner, and then he got in touch with me, gave me the details, and so we did that for my 40th. So all five of us, so me, the kids, and Rupal, went out to Kenya, spent 2 weeks in this dental camp, and we did a lot of safari and we looked after a lot of patients. And off the back of that, I posted some stuff on Facebook, a gentleman called Mitesh Badani, who is associated with Dentex, got in touch with me, and he helped me to actually get a license to actually do some dentistry out in Kenya. And we got talking, and it just sort of flowed from there. And so last year we went out to Tanzania and we did a project out in Tanzania, and this came about from Mozambique. So so I said, I'll ask Rupal if I could take the kids, and yeah, it was a great experience.
So this was your second trip, boys, was it?
Yeah.
And how did you guys find it? Because it must be fascinating.
It was really interesting, learning all the new instruments and how to set up anesthetics. It was good experience. We've seen it before when we went to Kenya, but we were younger then, so
it was, you were able to get more involved this time, were you? Kind of really getting hands involved.
Yeah, so what did you guys do?
So I was my dad's nurse. And, yeah, and whenever he was doing all the treatment, I got the next set of anesthetics and instruments ready.
Brilliant. And did you both do the same or did you do something different?
No, we both had the same role to do, but with different dentists.
Yeah, and did you find each day was very different with seeing different patients? What sort of patients did you see?
Most of them were in a lot of pain.
Really?
They only have 37 dentists in the whole country. Wow. So they were in a lot of pain and they had got quite good teeth. So.
Yeah. Did people travel far to come and see you? Did they, like, once they heard you were there, were they travelling long distances to see you?
One person walked 7 hours just to get to us.
Wow. And did you stay in the one place or did you move around to different places within Mozambique?
So we stayed in a little like self-catering place.
Yeah.
Then we traveled to different villages every single day. And one was to an island across the peninsula, and we used a speedboat.
Wow. I bet that was good fun.
Yeah,
we stayed in one place, in a place called Vilankula, so it was right on the coast. So we were literally staying on the beach in little huts, and then we would travel out each day. So this trip was different to the one we did in Tanzania, where we went out every day to different villages, because not only can they not afford dental care, but actually for them to travel as well is almost impossible.
Yeah.
So this was slightly different. Each day we would leave about sort of 7 o'clock in the morning. We would travel by 4x4 vehicles and go out to sort of remote villages, which would be sort of 2 to 3 hour drive, depending on how far we were going, set up for the day, treat the patients that had registered that morning, and then drive back. So different villages every day. We went to a care home. We had some children from an orphanage. We did one day in a hospital. So quite different environments every day. But a lot of people in a lot of pain, and a lot of people had travelled quite long distances to come and see us. Really successful trip. I mean, I think by the end of the second week, we were seeing sort of almost 200 patients a day. And that's between 5 dentists and taking out sort of multiple teeth on each patient. So really successful trip from that perspective. So I think it would see just shy of 1,000 patients by the time we'd done our trip. So
huge number of patients to see.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a standout moment, a favourite part of your trip?
Yeah, so one when we went to one village, we saw a lady giving birth in the open.
Wow, really? Oh my goodness, that must have been amazing. Yeah. Not something you'd expect to see when you're going to see the dentist.
No.
Any other stuff?
And I think going on the speedboat was probably my most memorable part of the trip, because I've never been on a boat that I can remember before.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it, going to work on a speedboat? There's not many people that can say that.
So we went snorkeling on the weekend, and we saw turtles and fish and lots of different sea creatures. It was quite fun.
Yeah, so you got some nice downtime as well. Worked so hard while you were there. This is good. So going forward, is this a trip you plan to do again to Mozambique, or are you looking to go to a different place, or...?
Yeah, so next year we're going to hope to go to the Congo.
Wow.
And hopefully do the same thing in the Congo. Because we really enjoyed the Mozambique trip.
Yeah, and so you guys really feel we got something out of it.
Yeah.
It's a nice way for us as a family to instill our values. Me and Rupert wanted to do the charity work more for ourselves and feel a sense of purpose. When you're busy in your day-to-day life and looking after patients, you're looking after their care, but ultimately yearning to make a living. But this is quite different. You know, there's no notes to write, there's no x-rays. It is literally giving, but it's also receiving. You feel a sense of pride and achievement as well. But also you get to work with very like-minded dentists who have a very similar way of life or philosophy for life. And it was nice, wasn't it, boys, to meet very like-minded dentists, people like Jatin, Wasim, Paul, lots of dentists that want to give back and want to help communities in different parts of the world. So it was really good. But by us doing this, hopefully we're instilling the right values for our children, and hopefully always inspiring others as well. And that's a big part of it. It's not just to showcase what we've done, but hopefully by doing things like this podcast and other interviews, we can inspire other people to give back as well in whichever way they feel comfortable. So
if other people want to get involved, how would you recommend, like, dentists and people can help you get involved either, or would support the charity? What's the best way for them to do that?
Well, there's different ways of doing it. You can make donations, or if you want to get your hands dirty, then the charity that we worked with is called Smile Star. And they do have a bit of an affiliation with Practice Plan as well. I think Practice Plan always gives them lots of sunnies and glasses. So actually we took out glasses for patients, because obviously a lot of them have eye issues because of the sun and the brightness. So Smile Star is the charity, and it's a gentleman called Mitesh Badani. But again, if anybody wants to get in touch with me or with Mitesh directly, we're more than happy to direct people. So, you know, or they can contact Practice Plan and pass on the perhaps Mel will pass on the details to me. So, but yeah, there's lots of ways to get involved, hands-on or just making donations. What we're trying to do, like Mozambique was quite successful in that sense, is we had a few dentists working alongside us as well, local dentists on this trip. And so we actually got them seeing patients, teaching them the right way to give anaesthetic, the right way to use instruments so that they're not breaking teeth. So we helped train and develop three dentists locally as well. And since we returned, a lot of the money that, we raised through our patients and that, Mitesh has raised through other contacts, they've managed to, raise enough money to actually buy some instruments, the instruments that they were using that, we are accustomed to, and anaesthetic as well, and they've been sent out as well. So there's not only work that was done there by us, but we've trained local people, so it becomes a sustainable program. And that's what we really want to do longer term, is, develop sustainable programs that can help the community to be self-sufficient and effective.
Yeah, such an amazing thing. Were people surprised to see two boys supporting them having their teeth done?
Once, when we went to the village, my dad was somewhere. I was getting the anaesthetics ready, and one of the patients thought I was going to be the nurse.
Thought you were going to do it all. Brilliant. So you guys thinking about being a dentist yourself when you grow up, or?
I am.
You are? Oh, brilliant. Yeah, just keep it in the family.
Yeah, but my mum and dad said I need to study hard on things.
Yeah, definitely have to study hard to be a dentist. So is there anything that, looking back on the trip, that from your perspective you would change if you could do anything different? Or do you feel that everything was exactly how you expected it to be?
I think it was probably planned to do it.
I think there's always learning from each of these trips. So each time there's some feedback and there's some reflections that go on, and we make sort of small adjustments and small changes. But some of these locations that Mitesh does are new. So Mozambique was a new venture. It was a new country. And sometimes you don't quite know we're reliant on local people who are going to be able to market it, market the fact that we're arriving, to help set up. There's local governors that you've got to be in contact with. So whenever you're doing a new place, you never quite know the people on the ground and how effective and how responsive they're going to be. And also there has to be a little bit of responsibility from them in terms of costs. I mean, this was all fully funded by everybody that went. So, but there has to be some on the ground return on the work. And so I think every time we're learning and developing, and certainly I think Mozambique will be a regular trip because we've had such great response from the local people there, the governor there, and a few of the other people that helped us have really made the trip really incredibly successful, that it makes you feel that it's worthwhile going back, and you can work with those people and actually develop those relations and move things forward. Definitely a successful trip. There's always little things to learn, but a good result in the end.
Because I would imagine somewhere like Congo will throw out its own slight challenges, because you always imagine Congo being very jungle based, lots of maybe waterways and things. So that's going to create its own issues, I suppose, getting around maybe and things like that.
Yeah, there's always different challenges, and some of them you can pre-plan for, and some of them you can't until you get there. And it's about being responsive to the environment that you're in. People are slightly different. So Mozambique is Portuguese speaking. So, there's sometimes issues with communication, but we get around all these things eventually. And as I said, you learn. But I think from our perspective, the more remote, the better. Because you're working with a local population that has even more difficulty in accessing any care, It certainly will bring its own set of challenges, hopefully. And it's also about having some fun as well. It's not all about just, you know, just doing the dentistry. So, you know, Mozambique, we did some snorkeling and did some sightseeing. Tanzania, we went down to the Gorogoro crater. You know, Kenya, we did the safari, and Congo, we would love to go and see the gorillas in Congo.
Yeah, so, I can say some amazing life experiences there for you guys.
Yeah, that's right. So I think it's about having fun on your journey, and I'd like my boys to understand that life's about working hard, but also enjoying the journey that you're on. And again, that's an important value that we both feel is important.
And it's time together as a family ultimately as well, isn't it? Even though, like you say, you're really busy, you're seeing patients, you do spend quality time together as a family unit, which I think is so highly important, especially when you're so busy, all of you, when you're back home in your normal everyday work life as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's actually, I mean, these 2 weeks that we were away, I mean, I don't know how you guys boys feel, but I certainly felt I had a much stronger relationship at the end of it with them than I would if I'd gone on a beach holiday for a week, because we're working together all the time. We're having fun together. We're playing in the sea together. We're, you know, so we're constantly together, but not just being in a swimming pool. You know, it's so many different things that we're doing together. So how did you go boys feel, how was your relationship with me?
I felt it grew stronger because like we're spending a lot more time with you than normal because of your work, so we were like bonding and getting closer together.
That's lovely. So that's a really great positive thing from what is already a really great positive trip anyway, isn't it? So something that you gain from it as well, which is good.
And they get to see what I do as well, and some of the other skills that are in the background that you don't know about. So they're learning about empathy, they're learning about sympathy, they're learning about working in quite a grueling environment. You know, quite a few people have asked me about taking your children to something like this, but Mitesh doesn't really normally allow children on these sorts of trips because it can be incredibly grueling, and to be honest, it was. You know, you're working in sort of 30 degree heat, there's flies everywhere, you know, it's long days, it's quite exhausting physically and mentally, and you're seeing a lot of, you know, extractions and a lot of blood and stuff, which isn't, you know, for a 10 and 12 year old, not the nicest things to see, and it can be quite off-putting, but it teaches them to be robust and work through some of the difficulties they might otherwise come across in life. So what would you say, boys?
Yeah, so there was a few people who fainted as well.
Really? Oh, wow, yeah.
And the environment, the environment was just too hot, too many flies. We had to put bug spray on like every 20 minutes. It was really...
Yeah. It's difficult, isn't it? You don't probably always think about those things. You have to constantly spray yourself with mosquito and insect spray and stuff to stop things eating at you while you're trying to do your job, which is really hard.
Yeah, and the blood doesn't help either because the flies are attracted to the blood.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, imagine that makes it even harder as well, doesn't it? Did you see any wild animals and things while you were there? Did you kind of see things as well as the insects? Did you see other things as well while you were there?
We saw chickens, which I was afraid of.
Chickens, lots of chickens.
We also saw quite long, centipedes and millipedes. And they were like really long.
Yeah, so they were just like walking around while you were trying to do your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, making it so nothing too scary then.
No, this is more coast-based, so there wasn't as much wildlife this time compared to when we're in Tanzania. We've got to see a lot more wildlife that time, and even Kenya we've got to see a hell of a lot of wildlife, didn't we? But I think in Mozambique, if you go to the north of the country, there's more wildlife, but not in the area that we were in, so thankfully for Arian, but yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, it sounds like an absolutely amazing trip, and it looks like you've all got something out of it, which is absolutely brilliant. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us, especially in the middle of your Easter holidays. So I really appreciate you just giving us the time this morning. But yeah, looking forward to hearing about the next one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Joe, I just want to say a huge thank you to Mitesh. and quite a few of the other dentists as well that were on the trip, particularly people like Wasim, who inspired me originally, Jatin, who I've been on both the trips with, and Paul as well. They've been a huge sense of inspiration to me personally, because when you're in your own four walls of doing dentistry day in, day out, you don't appreciate the other people that you might not see every day. But they've been very inspirational in terms of how hardworking they are, that they've had a long career as well, and they've been so successful and able to give back as well. And it inspires us, I think, to go on to do other things and other trips and help people as much as we can. So yeah. I just want to say a personal huge thank you to those people in particular.
No, thank you. That's really kind of you. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate your time this morning, and we look forward to hearing all about your next trip. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.